I'm sitting here in Studio 1A. My name is Taylor Wallace. I'm joined by our KUTX Artist of the Month, Growl. But... and obviously, I'm not alone tonight, or we're not alone tonight. We're joined by our concert club. And guys, the people have been waiting, so let's give them the music. Studio 1A with Austin's Growl. They are our KUTX Artist of the Month. I'm talking to frontman, vocalist, lead guitarist, Santiago Adichie.
Our lead is Sam. I'm just going to, not to be a stickler about it, but I got to say he shreds a little harder than me. So he's a shredder for sure.
Giving him the props. I appreciate that. Can you introduce us to the rest of the band?
I'm sorry to correct you on the very first thing you said. I don't mean to be.
I'm reading
that
your
way.
Writing, should I say?
It's my handwriting, isn't it? I know.
Can you introduce us to the rest of the band?
Yeah, of course. So that was Sam Hodek on lead guitar.
Hello, everybody.
That's Johnny Lee on bass. We've got Kent Hale on drums. And I'm Santiago.
We've got your debut full-length album, Won't You, is out tomorrow, and there's it's out on Austin Town Hall Records, and there's an album release show at Cheer Up Charlie's on Saturday night. But you guys have been together for a while. You guys have been making music, at least to my knowledge, or putting out music since about 2012?
Yeah,
And just kind of like little bite-sized pieces of Growl, right? Little growlets, we'll call them.
Yeah.
But you guys have even put out a live album in the meantime, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's practice room.
Right. Well,
yeah, we put out three EPs more or less, and then this is sort of like a culmination of all of those guys. We sort of wanted to fiddle with the tones and figure out exactly what we wanted, but ultimately came to this full length from everything we've worked on thus far. And it's been long enough. We worked on this for about 3 years.
Excellent. Wow.
Yeah. If I could chime in for just a second, I think we put out three EPs, and I think there's a lot of things that we liked about each one of them and a lot of things that we really didn't like about them. And I think that this is finally like us taking everything that we liked out of all of them and making a full record that we actually are proud of. And I think we're all super stoked on it. So.
Excellent. And that was a lead guitarist, Sam Hodek.
We trade off.
You better think. You better know that.
And so Growl is the incarnation we have in front of us, but several of you guys, if not all of you guys, have been in Studio 1A before. You guys are all at least involved in other things. Talk a little bit about more, where else have we heard y'all outside of Growl?
Santi, Daphne going on right now?
Yeah, we've all got our own little side projects going on. Sam's in a band called Tamaron. I play in a band called Daphne. Kent, our drummer, he is in a band called Us Weekly, and they're actually putting out a record in like 3 weeks, right?
On the 22nd? 22nd.
I got that.
That's Cheer Up Charlie's as well.
And that's a Cheer Up as well. So we all got a ton of stuff going on outside of it, but this has been our focus for the good, better part of 5 years. It's our baby for sure.
Excellent. And so just from that, you know, from that bite we just heard there of you guys, that slice of y'all, I definitely hear the 90s, the 90s indie influences, the shoegaze influences. We'll call them the karaoke underground influences. But what would we be surprised to hear you guys are influenced by?
Yeah, I think we could go around the table and give you a bunch of stuff. I grew up on Elliott Smith, and a lot of my songwriting is totally backboned by his guitar playing. And it kind of doesn't lend itself to this sound, but it's got its own stuff going on for sure.
Yeah, I definitely like the Pavement and Superchunks and Built to Spills are my influence, but I grew up listening to like Christian pop punk.
Nice.
Which honestly isn't that surprising either. Do what?
Like Under Oath?
No, that's like hardcore. Okay, that's a little too heavy. Chad from Tamaron, who's in the audience, is a huge Under Oath fan. But I was more like the Reliant K Switchfoot side of things.
Sure.
Plays it on tour.
Shameless. Yeah. No, I don't.
We're sitting here in Studio 1A with Austin's Growl. They are our KUTX Artist of the Month. Their debut full-length, Won't You, comes out tomorrow. It's on Austin Town Hall Records. You can check out their release show at Cheer Up Charlie's on Saturday. They'll also be doing a Waterloo in-store at the end of the month, on the 30th, to be exact. Now, you guys are the Artist of the Month. People will be hearing you a lot this month. They'll be hearing you a lot after this month. What do you want people to know?
You didn't tell me that.
I know.
Go ahead, Sam. Yeah.
No, talk about Daniel, dude.
We had a lot of stuff not going for us before we started tracking this record. But when we met Daniel McNeil, he really brought us all together and really introduced us to the way a live record should be recorded. And we did it all onto 8 tracks. And this is like all bare bones what we are. So what you hear on the record, you're going to hear the same thing here. There's not much more to it. And Daniel was a huge, huge pioneer to that. So we got nobody to thank but him, really. And Corey Allen, who mastered the record at the end of the day.
And you were talking about how we're all on other projects, and Daniel actually recorded Tamaron that I play in, and recorded
Daphne.
Like the first Us Weekly
Us
stuff.
Weekly.
He recorded Daphne. He's a front of house sound guy for White Denim.
He's part of the family.
Yeah, he's an amazing dude.
He's more handsome than all of us.
Yeah. And his studio's
right
great. So I think a lot of what we're proud about on the record is definitely thanks to Daniel. So
awesome. Austin's Growl, our KUTX Artist of the Month. We've been talking a lot about your music. Let's hear more of it.
Thank you. distract me while you're gone. So I think I must be fearing she'll be disappearing from my
Austin's Growl. They are our KUTX Artist of the Month. Their debut full-length, Won't You, is out tomorrow, and I think it's safe to say we will. It's out on Austin Town Hall Records. There's a release show on Saturday at Sheriff Charlie's, and you can see them in store at Waterloo Records at the end of the month on April 30th. Thank you guys, Growl, so much for being here. Thank you, our concert club, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our awesome KUTX multimedia team for capturing all of the visual magic happening in here. Our engineers Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman capturing the audio magic. All of that's going to be available to you, everything you've heard tonight, on KUTX.org, as well as the three songs these guys are about to play for these concert club members that isn't going to be, they're going to be just online exclusively on KUTX.org. All stuff you're going to want to check out. All these guys in front of me are going to keep rocking out, and we're going to get back to the music. You're listening to KUTX 98.9.